Texas regulations on STRs. Challenges with STRs and the market. A changing rental landscape. Short-term rentals have become a contentious issue in many major cities, sparking heated debates about their impact on the housing market. While they offer significant profit potential, STRs, especially those owned by non-resident investors, are often accused of driving up rental prices and displacing long-term residents. Advocacy groups like Keep Neighbourhoods first argue that these commercialised rentals lead to a host of problems. They inflate housing costs, attract disruptive visitors, evade local taxes that fund community services, and frequently violate home sharing laws and zoning regulations. As STRs continue to change the rental landscape, they create a competitive atmosphere where traditional tenants can find it harder to secure affordable housing. This shift can lead to community concerns about safety, noise, and overall neighborhood stability. Different cities, different approaches. In response to these challenges, many cities have rolled out a variety of regulations targeting STRs. New York City, for example, has some of the strictest rules in the nation. Hosts are required to register their properties with the city, and they can't rent out a residential unit for fewer than 30 days. This effectively cuts out the option for typical short-term rentals, forcing hosts to either pivot to longer stays or grapple with a complex regulatory environment. On the flip side, Texas has taken a much more relaxed approach to STRs. The state government has kept regulations minimal, primarily focusing on income tax and hotel occupancy taxes. Notably, Texas law prevents local counties and cities from implementing outright bans or overly restrictive measures on STRs. This has led to a patchwork of rules across the state, meaning hosts need to be aware of the specific regulations in their area, as they can vary quite a bit from one city to the next. Understand local rules and regulations. For real estate, professionals looking to sell investment properties to aspiring STR hosts, understanding local regulations is key. Being well-versed in zoning laws, registration requirements, tax obligations, and rental duration limits will help you guide your clients effectively and avoid potential pitfalls. Moreover, it's important to keep an eye on how regulations can change. Cities often respond to community feedback and changing market conditions, so investors and agents should stay informed about potential updates. Engaging with local advocacy groups can also provide valuable insights into what might be on the horizon. While STRs present an exciting investment opportunity, they also come with their fair share of challenges. Understanding the local landscape, both in terms of regulations and community sentiment, will empower you to better serve your clients and navigate the world of short-term rentals with confidence. STR property checklist. Look over the checklist of items below to know what it takes to effectively manage and operate a short-term rental property. A court case concerning short-term rentals. Tar versus Timberwood, Park Owners Association Incorporated. Select each tab to learn more about the court case concerning STR regulations. Parties involved. Bullet Kenneth Tar, owner of a single-family home in the Timberwood Park neighborhood of San Antonio. Bullet Timberwood Park Owners Association, Inc. Homeowners Association, who alleged Tar's short-term rental violated the requirement that homes in the neighborhood be used for residential purposes. Arguments. Bullet, by renting out the home, Tar, in Timberwood's opinion, converted the house from a residential property into a commercial rental property. This violated the deed restrictions of the Timberwood neighborhood. Bulleted. Tar's defense, however, argued that Timberwood's restriction was ambiguous and thus could be interpreted depending on context. Bulleitar maintained that the house remained a single-family structure, and although renters did not stay in the house for a long duration, they still used it for residential purposes. Ruling Part 1. Bulleit. While the trial court and the San Antonio Court of Appeals sided with Timberwood, the Texas Supreme Court ultimately voted unanimously in favor of Tar. Bulleit. The lower court's ruling was based on the transient purposes of the renters, who were physically present in the home but had no intention of residing on the property for a sufficient duration, unlike a single family living in a home. Bulleit. This ruling relied on the Timberwood restriction's unambiguous nature, meaning the terms residential purposes and transient purposes at the heart of the case had definite legal meanings and could only be interpreted one way. Ruling Part 2. Bulleit. The Texas Supreme Court agreed that the wording of Timberwood's restrictions was unambiguous, but it reached an opposite conclusion. The restriction said, "All tracts shall be used solely for residential purposes, except tracts designated on the above-mentioned plat for business purposes, provided, however, no business shall be conducted on any of these tracts, which is noxious or harmful, by reason of odor, dust, smoke, gas fumes, noise, or vibration, and no building, other than a single-family residence containing not less than 1,750 square feet, shall be erected or constructed on any residential tract in Timberwood Park Unit 3. Ruling Part 3. Bulleit. According to the Texas Supreme Court, the unambiguous interpretation of these texts was that while the structures built within the Timberwood Park neighborhood must be single-family residences, their use could be defined only as residential in nature. Bulleit residential itself could be interpreted to include both transient purposes and residential purposes, thus allowing Tar to provide a short-term rental service of his single-family home within Timberwood Park. Effect of the decision. Though the ruling in the Tar case was seen as a victory for private property rights in Texas, the prevailing long-term effect of the case has become that deed restrictions must use very specific and unambiguous language if a neighborhood or city wants to prohibit STRs completely. A handful of other court cases involving STRs and the legality of restrictions against them have led to the varied STR rules across Texas. Case study number 1. STRs in Austin, Texas. According to Inside Air, B&B, there are an estimated 15,244 listings within the city limits of Austin, more than the 2,229 licensed listings claimed on the official City of Austin website. The City of Austin defines short-term rentals as residences rented for less than 30 consecutive days. Listings under this definition must obtain an annual license from the City of Austin Development Services Department under one of three types. Type 1, STR, a property that is rented for less than 30 consecutive days and is occupied by the owner or associated with an owner-occupied unit. Example, a rented room or guest house. Type 2, STR, a property that is rented for less than 30 consecutive days and includes the rental of the entire property. Type 2, STRs cannot be part of a multi-family unit, be owner-occupied, nor be associated with an owner-occupied unit. Type 3, STR, a property that is rented for less than 30 consecutive days and is part of a multi-family or condominium residential unit, subject to density caps, which hosts can inquire about with the City of Austin by providing the property address. Responsibilities as an STR host in Austin. After obtaining a license, hosts must provide guests with any guidelines or restrictions applicable to the area of the property such as parking restrictions, noise regulations, or trash collection information. If a host does not live in the Austin metro area, they must identify an individual, like a property manager within the area, who can serve as a local contact in emergencies. Informing guests. Hosts should also inform their guests about city ordinances regarding their behavior during their stay. The City of Austin does not allow STR licensees or guests to 1. Use sound equipment that produces sound over 75 decibels at the property line between 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. 2. Use sound equipment that produces sound audible beyond the property line between 10 p.m. and 10 a.m. 3. Make or play a musical instrument audible to an adjacent business or residence between 10:30 p.m. and 7 a.m. 4. Advertise or promote the dwelling as a short-term rental if it is not licensed. Case study number 2. STRs in Fredericksburg, Texas. AirDNA estimates there are 3,291 STR listings in Fredericksburg. The city has the following definitions concerning STRs. Short-term rental accessory. A property primarily occupied by the property owner and containing a legal accessory dwelling unit, like a guest house or rented room, used for short-term rental purposes. Short-term rental B&B, a property containing guest lodging accommodations within the rooms of a property owner's principal residence, essentially functioning as a bed and breakfast. Properties under this definition do not require separate short-term rental permits for each bedroom, as they will all be included under the short-term rental B&B designation. Short-term rental facility, a facility or complex, containing multiple short-term rental units on a single property. An example may be several shipping container units or cabins on a single property, or a facility or complex in a commercial zoning district that is developed to contain multiple units in accordance with multifamily regulations within that district. Short-term rental, unoccupied. A property rented for short-term rentals, but not occupied by the owner. This may include single-family residences, townhomes, duplexes, or similar accommodations rented for less than 30 days. Short-term rental non-conforming. Any property that does not fit the definitions above rented for less than 30 days that obtained its permit before April 1st, 2022. Use of STRs in Fredericksburg by zoning district. Like many cities in Texas, Fredericksburg limits what properties can be converted into STRs through city zoning. Most residential zones in Fredericksburg allow STRs, and some commercial zones permit all STR uses except condos, which need a conditional use permit. Permitting and inspection. Once they've located a property within an appropriate zone, hosts must apply for a short-term rental permit with the City of Fredericksburg, and the property must pass city inspection. City inspections are held annually for STRs and ensure the property abides by city ordinances, such as outdoor lighting restrictions and the enforcement of city quiet hours from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m.